Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Drop in today for your delicious $8 coffee and cake special.
Okay, Gunners, you're going to have to pay attention to keep up with this one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Selena Gomez has finally released her new single, Lose You to Love Me, and fans are convinced it's about her ex, Justin Bieber, who is, of course, now married to Hailey Baldwin. You with me so far?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play the single.
This dancer was killing me so.
Nice, right?
Yeah.
Now, the song includes the lyrics, Set Fire to My Purpose and I Let It Burn, which seemingly references Bieber's 2015 album Purpose. Another line goes, in 2 months, you replaced us like it was easy. The plot thickens, though, Gunners, as minutes after Selena posted her new single, Hailey Baldwin posted a song titled I'll Kill You by Summer Walker, which is basically a song about a woman who would kill if anyone tries to come between her and a man.
Wow.
Now, a Twitter war has erupted between the Selenators and the Beliebers. Hailey herself replied to one tweet by Just Jared saying, please stop with this nonsense. There is no response. This is complete BS. Hailey later deleted her comment, but since the internet is forever, there's screenshots. Did that make sense?
Sort of.
Cool.
Melbourne-born Red Hot Chili Peppers bass player Flea has tied the knot. The 57-year-old guitarist said, I do, to designer Melody Asani in Los Angeles on Sunday and posted a happy snap to Insta to share his happy days with fans.
Nice. Actress Jessica Biel stopped by The Tonight Show for a chat and Jimmy Fallon asked her if she was into NSYNC when she was younger. Of course, she's married to Justin Timberlake, who was in the popular boy band back then. She didn't really need to answer, though, as Jimmy dug up old footage from 1999 of an interview she had done, revealing all.
To be honest, I don't really listen. I haven't really... I mean, I know of them, of course, and I've heard of them, and I've heard the music. I don't think I own any of their CDs. I'm not a huge fan. But... I mean, cool, I guess.
You are so much trouble. Oh, my God. But I figured now you probably know some NSYNC songs, right?
Not really.
Now, from boy bands to girl bands, Little Mix are not keeping fans as they've now cancelled their previously postponed Australian tour just 6 weeks before it was set to start.
Oh dear.
To instead focus on recording new music. The British pop band were originally meant to tour in July but pushed it back to December and now they've cancelled it altogether.
Oh my gosh.
As you can imagine, fans or former fans are furious and venting on Twitter.
And beer inspired by the cult TV show Breaking Bad is a big hit in Albuquerque, selling out hours after it hit stores. But to get this, the beer's brewed by Dean Norris, who plays agent Hank Schrader on the show, and he's named it Schraderbrow in honour of his character. Norris says he plans to take the beer national. Let's hope Schraderbrow makes its way down under.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.